Pittsburgh. Good morning, Mr. Watson. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine. We're doing fine.
Can I ask you, Ben, I saw you on TV on Sports Final, and I got a question off the bat. When is this offense going to get going?
That was hilarious. That was a great interview, man. Me and Steve have a lot of fun on that.
I'll give you credit. You know, some guys I think would have gone over the table or over the chairs and just said, grabbed them by the throat and said, get going. We just scored
94 points.
Was it 94-7?
Yeah, 94-7, I think. Right.
It's just funny, man. We just out there having fun. I mean, you know, gotta have something to talk about. So,
hey Ben,
I guess that was the topic of the week.
Tom told us on Monday that the bye week for him was a chance to get mentally refreshed. I'm guessing that seeing your name as on the limited list on the injury report with a back, that you used the bye week to get physically better off. Fair to say?
Yeah, both physically, mentally. You know, for the bye week to come at kind of the middle of the season was really good for a lot of people, myself included. Just getting a chance to get away from football and, like you said, you know, work on the bumps and bruises that you have.
We always ask Tom on Monday, you know, what his favorite touchdown play was or the certain aspect of the game that he found, you know, rewarding based on what you guys worked on in practice and how it executed and presented itself on the field. And he said when he looked over to the right and saw you one-on-one with a Tampa Bay linebacker and they executed a perfectly thrown touchdown pass and run, that was his highlight of the game. How many times does that happen? Well, first of all, Tom said he looked over there and immediately knew where he was going. Did you realize it at about the same time Tom did?
Probably so. You know, you never exactly know how the play is going to unfold, but, you know, a lot of times when a team gives you a certain coverage and, you know, when they walk the linebacker out there, you know, I knew that I just had to beat him and Tom was going to be looking because, you know, there was no safety help or anything like that. So there's sometimes when you line up on plays and you know that you'll probably be the number one read.
Now, I know it's Brady pulling the trigger, so he doesn't miss a lot out there. But from time to time, my guess is that you see it, and maybe he's looking at some other things and doing his progressions and his pass protections and all that. Do you ever feel compelled to say, hey, are you seeing what I'm seeing here, Tom? And somehow try to make eye contact and make your eyes really big so he knows you're free?
Yeah, that's why, you come back to the huddle sometimes and you say, you know, if we run that play again, look my way out, you know, I'm open. But, you know, he's got so much stuff to read. I mean, he's got five receivers going out there, plus a running back sometimes. And, you know, he's got to worry about the rush. He's got to worry about, you know, the safeties rotating and stuff. So, you know, as a receiver, as a tight end, you just go out there and just run your route and try to get open. And most of the time he'll find you, but if he doesn't, it's not like he's back. It's not like you're the only one, you know, running around.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a lot to look at.
Hey, of all the pass catchers on the team, who is the biggest lobbyist in the huddle, talking all the time and saying, "Tom, I can beat this guy. Tom, I'm open. Tom, get me the ball." I'm guessing it's not you.
probably Randy.
Randy?
but the thing is, with Randy, 9 times out of 10, if you throw it up, he's going to come down with it. So, you know, he has the right to lobby.
Well, if you were a lobbyist, you'd have been screaming in the 59-0 game, right? Because you didn't get the ball. I don't, if that were me, Ben, I might be a little,
Let me have six.
Hacked off. I would have said, "Hey, it's, you know, what was it? 45-0 at the half or something? Can I play? Can I have some fun here?"
Well, it's a good thing, you know, you're not me.
Did you just enjoy your blocking that day? Did you have fun blocking in that game?
I did. I had fun blocking. I had fun being cold as I don't know what in October too.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Raheem Morris thought that was a good matchup. He thought a linebacker on you. That was the matchup they were looking for. He said that sort of.
I didn't hear his comment.
Is there a linebacker who can run with you in the NFL?
I mean, I'm sure there are, but you know, hopefully we don't face them. Hopefully we face the ones that can't.
But do you consider you on any linebacker a mismatch?
Well, I consider any one-on-one. I mean, a lot of times it may not be a linebacker. It may be a safety or you know, usually not a corner as a tight end, but usually it's either a safety or a linebacker. Whenever you get one-on-one coverage, you know, no matter what position you're playing, you know, you hope and you think and you pretty much most of the time can beat, you know, one-on-one coverage or else you wouldn't be out there.
You know, in the week leading up to Miami, Ben, as you know, we've been just inundated with Wildcat stuff and Miami offense and Miami running backs and Miami scoring points and Miami this and that and the other, and not much has been said about the defense. You obviously have concentrated on what they do defensively. What are you expecting on Sunday defensively from this football team?
Well, I definitely expect them to try to pressure the quarterback. That's what they do. You know, we all know that they have some great edge rushers. They got some great players up the middle, big, strong, fast. I mean, the linebackers are there to, you know, stop the run. The safeties make a lot of tackles. So we know we're facing a very tough defense, a very experienced defense, and one that, you know, we've had problems with in the past. It seems like we always play, you know, Miami. Miami's always a tough game for us, so we know it's going to be a challenge.
Has Jason Taylor lost a step, a half a step, anything that you can see in film?
Nothing that I can see.
No?
He's still the first one off the ball. Every time you turn on the film, he's off the ball before the offense is off the ball a lot of times, and the offense knows the cadence. I mean, he just has a knack for getting a jump on the ball.
Why do you guys have such trouble with the Dolphins? And you look at the numbers since Belichick's been here, he owns, you know, the Jets and the Bills and most other teams,
yeah. But
not the Dolphins. Well, why is that?
I don't know. I mean, it's the National Football League, and as they say, any given Sunday, and it's very true. I mean, you know, the Dolphins are the defending champs, you know, of our division.
Right.
They've had some good teams the past few years. They've had some bad teams the past few years. But, you know, they still always have, you know, some really good players. So, you know, you can't beat everybody, and the Dolphins seem to be that team that we sometimes struggle with.
Hey, who do you have to count for first? I know the answer is everybody. Jason Taylor or Joey Porter?
I have to put them both in the same category. They're both very disruptive. They're game changers. They're playmakers on defense. So you got to count for both of those guys.
Hey, what would happen if Joey Porter happened to be in the Patriots locker room wearing a Patriot uniform and a reporter goes up and asks him about an opposing quarterback and Porter says, yeah, he got his own set of rules. He makes his own set of rules. They made a rule that says you can't go at his legs. So when he feels that someone's going to his legs, he just points to the referee and gets a flag and says all kind of, you know, trash talk about the opponent. How long would it take for somebody not named Belichick, or maybe it would be Belichick, to pull Joey in and say, Joey, that's not the way we do it around here?
Well, you know, it's kind of a wild scenario you just painted, but I'll try to dissect it. You know, obviously here we do things a little different than a lot of other teams do. So I'm sure if he was here and Mr. Kraft was paying his paycheck, he'd probably say some different things.
Yeah, well, I guess what I'm asking is if you ran your mouth, who would you hear from first? A teammate, Belichick, your position coach, who?
Probably coach.
Yeah?
You know, probably coach. You know, Coach Belichick does a great job of preparing us for the media. And, you know, we say something, which we usually rarely say something that we shouldn't. But if we do, you know, he's the leader. He reprimands. But also there's a different – there's a certain what do I want to call it? A certain atmosphere around here,
mm-hmm.
where it comes from the head coach. It comes down through the assistant coaches. And it comes through the players, the veteran players who have been here. You know, the things that we say in public – and the things that we say on Sunday between the lines.
Well, there's no better proof of that than the comments we read in the paper today. On the heels of Joey Porter, trash-talking about Brady having his own set of rules in the league, told of Porter's comments, anti-Patriot comments, Mayo said, quote, we're preparing the same way this week as we did last week. So, you know, nothing inflammatory coming out of the Patriots locker room ever, I guess.
There's no reason for it. I mean, there's no reason for us to say anything. You know, everybody, as they say, it's a free country, and everybody can say what they want to say. So, you know, we're not mad at Joey for expressing his feelings. I mean, he has a right to say what he wants to say. That's just not how we do it here. You know, we just concentrate on what we can do. We concentrate on playing better, correcting our mistakes, and performing.
Final question, Ben, and I know guys say this all the time. We are preparing and only looking at Miami. We're not looking ahead. We're not looking down the schedule. This is a very important November. Please tell the truth. I know you don't lie, so I don't even have to say that. Do you know who your next three opponents are after Miami?
I know we play the Colts next. I know we've got New Orleans. And honestly, I don't even know who the third one is. But to be honest with you, I didn't even know when we were in London, in Tampa,
yeah.
I didn't know we played Miami at home or away because I seriously was just concentrating on Tampa. I didn't even realize Miami was a home game until last week.
I think Belichick's going to be upset that you know Miami's after, I mean, Indianapolis is after Miami.
Well, the only reason we know that is because, we talked about the importance of November, but really, you know, when it comes down to it, nothing really matters except this week. I mean, you know, there's no reason to even think about the next week because the way we do it, you know, we don't really plan ahead. We plan the game plan for that week. So the game plan that we put in for this week is for this week. So that's what we're concentrating on. So, you know, it really doesn't matter who we play next week because we're working on Miami this week.
So did Big Ben go to see Big Ben?
He did. Got a picture with him and everything.
He did. Wow. I bet that's like your Christmas card or something, man. That's a keeper.
Yeah, definitely. It'll be a good time over there.
Ben Watson, we'll talk to you next Friday. Thanks for the time.